Imam Hassan Kazwini had not witnessed a peaceful transition of power of government growing up in Iraq. His first such experience came in the United States.
So when I came and I saw the peaceful transition of power from one president to another, that was very impressive, actually, and promising as well.
That promise has encouraged others to come from war-torn and unstable countries to start new lives in the United States. Imam Kazwini, now the leader of the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, Michigan, says members of the fastest-growing religion in the United States, Islam, are also part of a voting bloc whose influence is steadily growing with each election.
In this upcoming election, I believe we will witness the highest Arab-American, Muslim-American participation.
That expected turnout is, in part, thanks to the efforts of people like Rashid Elabed.
Has anyone voted here before?
As an advocacy and civic engagement specialist with the nonprofit Arab Community Center for Economic and Social Services, also known as Access, part of Elabed's work is registering new U.S. citizens to vote.
So the polling location is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
He admits there are challenges in explaining U.S. voting procedures to immigrants.
They don't understand that they have the freedom of speech, freedom to vote, and they are new to the process and they get intimidated, very scared because they're not sure what to do and how to get the information and so forth.
Some of that information comes from publications like the Arab American News, run by Dearborn publisher Osama Siblani.
Of course, we come from countries that are governed by dictators and totalitarian regimes. When you come here, you have to give time to people to start acclimating themselves with the idea of democracy, and then you can go out and vote and register to vote.
One of the key concepts Rashid Elabed tries to convey to new voters is the importance of their participation in an election, despite the knowledge that Arab Americans make up a small percentage of the voting public.
The percentage can make an election, and make a difference in the election.
A difference that Imam Kazwini says favors President Obama in this year's presidential election.
Most Arab Americans feel that Obama will be their primary choice. They find in him the most reasonable candidate.
But he is a candidate who is currently president in a country where unemployment is still very high. Michigan's unemployment numbers are higher than the national average. Jobs are one of the most important issues to all voters, including Arab Americans. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dearborn, Michigan.